Here comes the Gid Man.
The Gid Man?
The food truck.
That's what I'm dressing as. I'm going to dress
bread
as a
truck.
Food truck tonight.
The round mound of Eat It Down.
Round mound of Eat It Down.
I mean, come on. I would call you Chocolate Thunder, but I mean, you're
that's pretty much
chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Yeah,
you're
all thunder. It's not just chocolate. It's not just chocolate.
All right. Where are we going?
College basketball.
All right.
It's here. It starts
here.
Monday.
That's right.
Real games, not exhibition games. Real
games. And the Auburn Tigers right here on the home of the Auburn Tigers kicks 100.3.
Bethune-Cookman.
Bethune!
Should be a W, but you never know.
You never know after we gave up. Well, I'm going to tell you, Oklahoma State is not a bad program. I'm just here to tell you.
And neither is Memphis, so.
No.
You know. I think they're both a tier above.
How bad do we lose to them?
Oh, we went to overtime with Oklahoma State.
I know. I'm talking about Memphis.
Yeah.
How bad was it, Giddens?
Yeah.
It must have been bad then.
All right. All right. So what are you wanting to talk about here? I mean, we know we're going to be kind of rebuilding.
I want your early predictions.
For what?
For who's going to make the Final Four and who's going to win the national championship. And you can give me your SEC champion, too, while we're at it. We'll throw a little bonus in there.
I'll let Bauman go first with his SEC pick.
Not jinxing the Crimson Tide, not saying Alabama wins it. I'm going to go with Kentucky wins the SEC championship. The shoe-in favorite almost every year that Auburn and Alabama are as well as they should be. Auburn in every building year. Alabama retooling, losing Mark Sears and Grant Nelson. Kentucky bringing back Otega Owe. He's the best player in the conference.
They should be. That's the most – I mean, that's the biggest budget in college basketball goes to Kentucky, so –
They probably got more of a budget than all other 15 teams combined when it comes to basketball.
It's way up there. So
I mean, this is astronomical. All right, what about your SEC pick?
I could just be, you know,
Homer.
Like Alex and go Kentucky. No, I'm not picking Auburn this year. First year head coach. You know, I want to believe they'll be competitive, but I'm not picking them to win the league. So I'm gonna go. I'm going to go get a different route here. I'm going to say Arkansas wins the SEC.
You stole my freaking thunder. I was going to take the Razorbacks as well. Tell me why.
I mean, John Calipari, I feel like they had some injury issues last year, and they've retooled, reloaded, and Acuff may be a sleeper pick to be SEC Player of the Year.
You know, I really, really don't want to do this. And I wasn't going to say Alabama, even though I think Alabama is going to be very good. If they can learn how to play 5 minutes worth of defense in the 40-minute time period,
that'd be nice.
That'd be really good. I'm going to say Rocky Top. I really like Rick Barnes.
I just threw up, David.
I was going to say Alabama. And between those two, I just think Rick Barnes, now, they lost a lot off last year's team. But did we not lose a lot off the year before? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Basketball's different.
It's hard to look at it because
it really is, because you're only talking about five guys at a time having to mesh together on the floor. I mean, who would have thought at the first of the year last year, be honest, that Florida wins the national championship?
I'm surprised none of us picked Florida to
the
SEC. I mean, I know they lost Walter Clayton, but they bring back a lot.
You know what?
It's hard to repeat, though. It's hard to repeat what you did last
season.
Scratch
Tennessee. I think it's going between Alabama and Florida.
Okay. Which one of those would you choose?
I'll say Florida.
Florida?
Simply because of what you said. They bring back a little more. All right, now, where else did you want to go?
I want Final Four predictions and national champions.
Oh, God. That could be anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. It's way too early. That's the fun
part. All
right.
You go first.
Oh, all right. So I know all the hype in the Big Ten's on Purdue, but I'm going to say Michigan makes the Final Four with our UAB boy,
Yaxel.
The Yaks.
Yaks attack.
Yeah, the Yaks attack.
Not a bad selection there.
So and North Carolina's Elliot Cadeau. Try to get the hot Pettiford up there with
him. His job is to pass to the Yaks. Don't take any shots. Let's see. I feel like at least one SEC team makes it, but not my champion. Arkansas will get knocked out. Let's go with I'll say Kentucky. Kentucky makes the Final Four with Michigan. I think I'll go Texas Tech with JT Toppin. They make the Final Four. And then one more team. Ooh, let's go with the Connecticut Huskies.
All right, Bow Wow, throw your Final Four. Well, wait a minute. Who wins the national title? You said that too.
Michigan. Dusty May and Yaxel Lindenborg.
I would love that. The only reason I love that, even though I hate Michigan football, would be because of Yax.
Yeah.
So who are you going with there, Bow?
I'm going to say Houston's the first Final Four team. They're going to be hungry after last season losing the way they did. You bring back Sharp, Uzan, Joseph Tugler. You bring in a top five recruit in Chris Sinak Jr. to help fill a forward spot. And they always play good defense. You know that's what's going to be their bread and butter with Kelvin Sampson. I'll say St. John's gets back there. He gets rid of some of the cancers on that team from last year. Rick Pitino's always got them ready. They have probably the best front court in the country in Ejiofor and Bryce Hopkins. And they bring in some weapons in the backcourt.
So Houston and St. John's.
And then I'll say Michigan as well. Can't ignore what Yax does. Elliott Cadeau there. Roddy Gale Jr. had some good games last season in the tournament. LJ Kaysen at the guard position. Michigan. And then I got one more. I'll say NC State with Amir Orakhan. Makes it to the Final Four.
Will Wade.
You bring in Texas Tech.
Darian Williams.
You have some other guys that he's brought in to help them out. Vin Allen Lubin from North Carolina, who for some reason got like 0 minutes last year. Hubert Davis and all his excellence when it comes to coaching. Has the best big man on the bench for majority of the season. He'll dominate there with Darian Williams.
NC State, 2 Final Fours in 3 seasons.
So who's your national champion?
I will say, I'll say Houston. Hungry after last season, Kelvin Sampson, it feels like he's finally due to win it. He got there.
He retires while cutting down the nets.
He retires on top. His son takes over as the head coach.
A la Auburn, without the national championship, unfortunately.
All right. So I guess it's my turn. I'm going Michigan State.
Oh.
Sparty.
Still gets it done. The old man is still good when it comes to tournament time. I don't care what kind of team he has, he still can get it done. And I think Michigan State will be there. As bad as I think I might regret this later because I don't care for him at all. I think Kansas is going to get back there this year. Those folks were really, really upset that they didn't do any better than they did last year. And I think they brought in some pieces that are going to help him get back there. SEC.
Kansas is one of those teams that invested in the portal wrong last season.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Spent money in the wrong ways.
And I think they went high school route this time around, didn't they?
Yeah, they got the number one recruit in Peterson.
Yeah, and I think the things that they've invested in to put around him, they did a little bit more research on. I'm not going to go USC and Chad Baker-Mazzara, if you're wanting to know, okay? I'm not going there. SEC-wise, I think we will have one in there. One. Yeah, I got to go Blue Blood. It's going to be Kentucky. Do not count out John Calipari, though, but Kentucky, and as bad as I hate to say this, don't want to say it, but I still think Duke will be good.
That's a blue blood as it gets.
Well,
that's some chalk.
That was chalk. Rock well, chalk. Michigan State, Kansas, Kentucky, Duke.
But I'm going to go out on
but
a
it may
limb.
Happen.
He's
it
on
may
a,
happen.
He's really on a limb right now.
It may happen.
But I'm going to go out on an even further limb and say the SEC makes it 2 in a row. Kentucky wins the national championship. My buddy Jeff Pascal would absolutely be doing flip-flops on me right now.
No, right, so Diabate wins the national championship.
Kentucky for David, Michigan for myself, and Alex, you go Houston. Now, how about one sleeper team off the top of your head? Could be a team from a major conference just sneaking in, maybe because they won their conference title or tournament, or maybe it's a mid-major.
All right, quickly, you go first.
I'm going to go Texas A&M. Bucky Ball in its first year doesn't have the best regular season, but somehow finds its way into the tournament as a low seed and pulls a few upsets.
Bauman?
I think NC State was a sleeper pick, was it not? His first-year head coach.
But give us another. Just throw one out there.
I'll say Iowa. Ben McCollum coming
Bennett
over.
Sturts.
Bennett Sturts. Lottery pick, projected lottery pick. He's Ben McCollum's credited as one of the best head coaches in the country when it comes to
I thought
strategy.
Drake was going to do better last year in the tournament.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I could see that.
I'm going the Zags. How about Gonzaga?
They just got that guy from Grand Canyon to actually be able to play basketball. What's his name?
Yeah,
Grant Foster.
Yeah.
I'm going Gonzaga.
And they really, still have Graham Mike.
Really like their coaching staff. I mean, they do their homework. They get it done. I know they play in a weak conference, and, you know.
I believe they're moving to the Pac-12.
Yeah, they're basketball only to the Pac-12.
Is it this season or is it next
season? I think it's next season, but how many teams are in the Pac-12, though?
It's a lot of – it's really just like a
– it's Mountain West, but basketball is different because they added – I think they had another school just for basketball. I don't remember.
It might have been Grand Canyon.
I don't know. The conference realignment is so wacky at this point. I can barely keep up.
All right, I'm gonna name some teams real quick, and y'all give me thumbs up or thumbs down on their college basketball season. I'm going some blue bloods here. Okay, how about Syracuse? Thumb up or thumb down?
Thumb down.
Thumb down. All right. What about Texas? That's another SEC team we didn't talk about.
Thumb down.
Thumb down.
I think they'll be good. Sean Miller. Coming in.
Okay.
I think coaching was their problem last year. They obviously have money.
How about Louisville?
Thumb up. Could have been a Final Four pick for me.
Thumb down. I'm not all in on them.
No?
I think the coach talks too much.
What about Hubert Davis in North Carolina?
Thumb down.
I'm tired of Hubert Davis.
I don't know how he still has a job at North Carolina, at least.
This is his prove it year. He brought in a GM. He invested where he thought was good. And one of the investments was Jaren Stevenson, so I have about zero confidence in him as a head coach.
The thing about North Carolina is it's not just getting the tournament. It's like being a top 1-2 seed and being a favorite to win it all. And he's, I mean, besides his crazy run to the championship game with an 8 seed, I mean, what else has he done? He's done pretty much nothing. Flamed out the 1 year that he was a 1 seed against Alabama in the Sweet 16. Besides that miraculous run with a bunch of graduate transfer seniors, he's been terrible at North Carolina.
I want to know what he does without RJ Davis.
That's the bigger question for me. All right. And then one more. How about UCLA?
I'm thumbs up. I'm a big believer in Donovan Dent.
Yeah.
The New Mexico transfer.
Yeah. With Dent. And I mean, it's not like they've been bad most years. They've been a single digit seed, I think, under Cronin every single year he's been there. So,
all right. And former top recruit Xavier Booker from Michigan State's now there. He never got a chance at Sparty.
One more before we move on to college football. How about Arizona? Thumb up, thumb down?
I'm going to go thumb down.
By what?
I'm thumb down.
Okay.
Kua Pete's their big leader. He's a true freshman. It's hard to be led by a true freshman unless it's Cooper Flagg.
They lost Vassar.
Yeah, so it's in North Carolina.